This is Gen X. I'm Jennifer Martin. As a transplant in Oklahoma City, I've often used my Gen X time to comment on things I've discovered about the city, with particular emphasis on the good, while offering a disclaimer that in 3 to 4 minutes I can't really offer solutions to this problem. I do feel the need to point out a positively Dickensian aspect of this city, and I don't mean a Christmas Carol Dickens. Think Oliver Twist or A Tale of Two Cities. Oklahoma City has a lot of panhandlers. A lot. I've never lived or even visited anywhere with nearly as many people on the roadside holding cardboard signs. At 23rd and Penn, I regularly see as many as 5 people panhandling at one time. I suspect Oklahoma City's famous generosity and helpfulness make this a pretty lucrative place to panhandle. But on the other hand, Oklahoma City also has about the lowest unemployment rate in the country, so why do so many people need to turn to begging? If we are such big-hearted people, why are we okay with so many of our brethren being beggars? Aha, that made you cringe, didn't it, that I just called them beggars? We're more comfortable with the euphemism of panhandler, aren't we? And I think a lot of us make ourselves feel better about the whole thing by handing a few dollars or a bottle of water out our car windows. But should we? The Homeless Alliance in Oklahoma City regularly asks the public not to give to panhandlers since much of that money gets spent on addictive substances. They advise us to give instead to the organizations that aid the homeless or to employment programs like the Curbside Chronicle. You've probably seen people in green vests selling this magazine around town. This publication was created to give the homeless a voice and also a means of employment. The Homeless Alliance also points out that most panhandlers are not homeless. Homeless or not, these are obviously people in some sort of crisis. Okay, maybe there are some scammers out there, but I believe the vast majority is truly in need. And it appears most people agree with me and want to help. I informally polled people via Facebook about whether they give to panhandlers, and if so, why. Many friends cited their religious convictions as the reason they give. There, but for the grace of God, go I. Some feel compelled to give because they had experienced want themselves. Others wanted to set an example of charity for their children. Others responded that they just felt they had to do something. They couldn't turn a blind eye, and giving a few dollars or some water was all they felt they could do in that moment. All the answers I received were truly noble and confirmed that most people really do care and want to help. Some of my respondents even said they knew the money they were giving might well be spent on drugs or alcohol, and they were remarkably non-judgmental. Everyone who replied clearly felt true compassion for people who were so clearly in need. But what are panhandlers really in need of? Are we really helping when we lower our car windows and hand them money? According to a report released by the Federal Substance Abuse and Mental Health Services Administration, Oklahoma has the second highest number of adults with mental illness, yet spends less than half of the national average on mental health. According to Oklahoma Mental Health and Substance Abuse Services, 70% of those people don't receive any treatment at all. And Oklahoma ranks first in the nation in the number of people suffering from addiction. Access to treatment is a serious problem in Oklahoma. There are simply not enough beds in mental health care or addiction treatment for the size of the problem here. This is what leads to panhandling. If your mind is completely racked by schizophrenia, you can't work. If you have been consumed by addiction, you can't work, and have probably burned some bridges with loved ones to boot. Yes, Oklahomans are compassionate and generous, yet we keep electing policymakers who continue to defer this problem at best, dismiss it at worst. And really, how compassionate can we claim to be when we are okay with leaving our most ill, our most vulnerable on the corner with a cardboard sign? Until we decide that we want to adequately fund, either through our personal donations or, yes, taxes, those organizations and facilities that truly help the mentally ill and addicted, our street corners will continue to look like something out of the third world. If it makes you feel better, give the panhandler a few dollars. But please remember, they deserve far more help than you can hand them through your car window. No more turning away from the weak and the weary. For Gen X, this is Jennifer Martin. Away from the car.